Good morning. Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love to all the fabulous listeners of Talk Up With Trina. This is the Talk Up With Trina podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I am your fabulous host, Trina Kirkland. And I thank you for joining me here on this beautiful Thursday morning, September 13th, 2018. And I just, we've been reading our book by Joyce Meyer, Being the Person That God Made You to Be. And we had been talking about self-acceptance. And now we are dealing with healing for damaged emotions. And yesterday, well, we had did our little introduction. And then yesterday we did One Step at a Time was the topic. And today we are going to be talking about Jesus and emotions. I can't wait to get to that. But anyway, I do appreciate you taking your time out to listen to my podcast. I really, really do appreciate it. If I get one listener, I am happy that I have shared something with one person. So, thank you so much for listening in. I am excited about some things that are going on in my life, and actually very, very excited. I had the opportunity to get on a Bible study line last night. One of my friends had texted me and said, oh, we're going to do Bible study. And she gave me the number. So I did, called in, and it was a very, very awesome experience. I will have to get that information so that if someone else wants to join, that you can do so as well. And, you just dial in and listen. But, the prophet did recognize that there was a visitor on the line, and I did not even tell my friend that I was going to. She just sent me a text when it was time. And he has some things to say about, what God is going to be doing in my life very, very soon. And I am extremely excited about that. And then one of the things that he said before we got off the line was, when God wakes you up at those odd times in the morning, take that time to do something, because it's something that he wants you to do. So right now, this is a very odd time for me to be up. I'm usually up early, but not 3 o'clock. I laid in the bed. I was like, let me get up. I need to do my podcast and read a little bit of my word. And there's something that God wants me to do. So just pray for me that I heed to that call. So anyway, I am going to get off of the daily intro, and I'll be right back with Jesus and Emotions, reading from our book, Being the Person God Made You to Be, by Joyce Meyer. God's Word for You. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities and liability to the assaults of temptation, but one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning. Hear me now, Hebrews 4:15. So today we're talking about Jesus and emotions. According to the writer of Hebrews, Jesus experienced every emotion and suffered every feeling you and I do, yet without sinning. He did not sin because he did not give in to his wrong feelings. He knew the Word of God in every area of life because he spent years studying it before he began his ministry. You and I will never be able to say no to our feelings if we don't have a strong knowledge of God's Word. When I am hurt by someone and I feel angry or upset, I pray, Jesus, I am so glad that you understand what I'm feeling right now, and that you don't condemn me for feeling this way. I don't want to give vent to my emotions. Help me to forgive those who have wronged me and not slight them avoid them or seek to pay them back for the harm they have done to me. God wants us to be more sensitive to the feelings and needs of others and less sensitive to our own feelings and needs. He wants us to deposit ourselves in His hands and let Him take care of us while we are practicing being kind and compassionate and sensitive to other people. Wow. Jesus and emotions. So we had a high priest who had been tempted, was tempted in every way that we are, but he didn't sin. And we just need to focus on, not focus on other people, on making more sensitive to the feelings and needs of other people and less sensitive to our own. That is so hard, isn't it? Because every time somebody hurts you, you want to say, oh, well, they hurt me and they did this and they did that. And yes, we whine and whine and whine. Yeah, when somebody hurts you, you would want to do something. And it is hard not to. So we just have to pray. We have to stay in God's word. And we have to be praying for that person who offended us and not taking it so personally, internally. You know, God wants us to be more sensitive to other people's feelings than our own feelings. Isn't that something? Yeah. So that's what we need to do. We can't give into every feeling that we have, because sometimes there are some things, well, I know that we know that we do have some reservation over it, right? Because sometimes you feel like choking somebody, right? You might feel like, oh my God, I don't believe that happened. Get so angry you want to choke somebody, but we don't do it. So we have that. And the more we stay in God's word, then we'll be able to not even focus on it at all, what they've done. We'll just pray about it, just like the author said, when someone hurts you, you pray for them. Lord, I'm upset, and I know that you understand that I'm upset because you have experienced every emotion that I'm experiencing, but you did not react the way that we react because you were in the word. You knew what God wanted. You studied the word, God. So let us study God's word, and let us know that Jesus experienced emotions, that we shouldn't feel bad when we feel certain ways, but we have to get ourselves out of that. Think of a prayer or something to say when somebody get on your nerve. Lord, help me, please. I know sometimes all I can do is just, Lord, if you don't take this away from me, something bad gonna happen. But it don't happen because He takes it away, because, you know, we get into relationship with God, and we will start to think and behave in ways that are acceptable to Him. So the author leaves us with this thought: make your emotions serve you. Don't spend your life serving them. Don't serve those emotions. Very important. If you don't remember anything else, make your emotions serve you. Don't spend your life serving them. So this is important for today. My important thought for today: don't serve your emotions. Make your emotions serve you. All right. Have a wonderfully blessed day, everybody. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we come before you on this very beautiful, blessed Thursday morning just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for a wonderful night's rest. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. And Lord, as we speak about damaged emotions today, I pray, Father God, that every single person who listens to this podcast that are suffering from damaged emotions, please help us all, Father God, to get down to the root of those things, Father God, so that we can be the people that you have designed us to be, that we can go forth in our ministries, in our callings, Father God, and do what you designed us to do. We know how the enemy wants to come about and put things in our head and make us feel certain ways so that we won't live up to our destinies, Lord God. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke all of that, all of the enemy's tricks, all the people that he sends to try to distract us, all the things he sends to try to distract us, even our own little selves that gets in the way. Father, we repress it all right now in the precious name of Jesus, and we declare healing for all those damaged emotions. Lord, you said it in your word, Father God, that you are perfectly able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. And Lord God, we're expecting you to do wonderful, awesome, and mighty things that will wow the world. For they know not your power because they don't know you. So, Father God, right now, in the precious name of Jesus, I want to submit this prayer for emotions. That our minds will be free. That anything that offends us, will bring it to you and leave it there and not dwell in it, stew in it, and let it eat us up. Father, we ask that you will give us the power and strength to forgive all those who do offend us. And Lord, please help us not to become distracted with the things in this world, but to stay focused on the things of you. For in those things are our power. In those things we learn to love. And in those things, Lord God, we draw nearer to you, the true vine. In the precious name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen.